Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 10th March 2021. Top stories for today. The Saudi Arabian government has agreed to give Malaysia an additional 10,000 Hajj quota. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin said he made the request during his audience with Saudi Arabian Crown Prince, Prince Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud, who's also the kingdom's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence, at the Al Yamamah Palace here. The government will introduce a new national investment policy to attract more high-quality investors as the country moves toward high-income nation. Senior Minister cum International Trade and Industry Minister Dato' Sri Mohamad Azmin Ali said a working paper on the proposed policy has been approved and endorsed by the Economic Action Council and will be presented to the Cabinet within this month. A total of 195,923 individuals have received the vaccine in Phase 1 of the National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme up till yesterday. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah said of the total, Sarawak recorded the highest number of individuals who received the first dose of the vaccine at 27,500, followed by Selangor 19,251, Kuala Lumpur 16,887 and Pahang 16,342. Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has begun his official visit to the United Arab Emirates UAE, the second leg of his Middle East visit. He is scheduled to meet the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi and Deputy Supreme Commander of UAE Armed Forces, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. According to Wisma Putra, the visit will serve as a catalyst for resilience and growth, particularly in the areas of trade and investment, agriculture and food security, health and diplomatic exchanges. Myanmar security forces on Wednesday launched a raid on the staff compound of striking railway workers who opposed the military junta as ousted lawmakers appointed an acting vice president to take over duties of detained politicians. The railway staff in Yangon are part of a civil disobedient movement that has crippled government business and included strikes at banks, factories and shops since the army ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government in a coup on February 1st. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.